actually, I should give this to my favorite queen. I told this story so long. It's already recorded. So he gave it to his favorite queen because he thought she could be young and healthy all the time. So the queen was having an illicit affair with this stable in charge who looks after the horses. So she gave it to him. And he gave it to his wife, and his wife thought, why should I have such a good thing? It should be given. The king should have it. So it came to back to the king, and then he found the trail, and then he renounced. Then he wrote the Vairagya Shataka. He got fed up with the whole thing. So the story goes. How are you doing with your rounds? You must have chatted many rounds. Actually, it's not a good idea to drive one. driving on the autobahn or the highway is fairly safe, actually, in this weather, with no very little traffic. Huh?
Yeah.
It's safer than driving in the city, probably.
For sure.
Even though you're going quite fast. That was interesting. You were driving 160 most of the time, and there were vehicles going... They must have been going more than 200. Yeah. There's no speed limit on most of the autobahns.
In German, there is no. I was once hitchhiking, and the driver was driving 260 at regular speed.
Amazing.
Do people come here from other parts of Europe just to drive fast?
Yes, they do. To try out the cars from Switzerland, from Italy.
Companies, they do that, huh?
Yeah, but also rich people, you know, finally they can drive fast.
Yeah, they buy a car, but they in England they have a 70 miles an hour, which is about less than 100 kilometers an hour.
Most countries around, yeah.
And they still have so many accidents.
Statistics show that actually there's no more accidents if you have time and speed limit or not.
The accidents come a lot due to inclement weather when the road's icy. There's very common in England, at least, is when there's fog. In the town I was living in, the main road in the whole M1 goes, the fog comes in from the sea. And then there's a dip like this, so the fog rolls in. And then people go driving fast in the fog. You're supposed to drive slowly, and people are driving slowly. Then the people smash in like that. And then another one coming fast smashes in like that, so you get 10 or 12 vehicles all smashed up. No one thinks. No one ever walks out of the house in the morning and thinks, I'm going to have an accident today. No one ever expects death. But in the Western countries, Hare Krishna, in the Western countries, they're very much affected by death. I was talking about that yesterday in the talk. Was it yesterday or the day before?
Yes.
Yesterday. Because they think that's it. It's all over. It's finished.
Yeah.
So they become overly affected. Could I get a little warm water for drinking? Because this water is very cold.
Okay. So we should warm up this one.
Yeah. Did you see what I did this morning? Just put it under the warm tap, the hot tap.
Here the water is very good quality from the tap. You can drink water.
We took from the tap in wherever we were.
In the forest. We just found it.
There was a spring.
But here's also very good water.
But in where we were staying near Heidelberg, we were also drinking the tap water. But it's cold. We have to heat it.
Yeah.
Actually, in Ayurveda, the well water especially, you shouldn't, even if it's clean, you should never drink it directly. You have to boil it first.
Boil, okay.
Otherwise, it's not very digestible.
Okay.
So I find out I drink cold water then my digestion just...
So better to boil it, not just to warm up.
Warm at least.
Yeah, so we can boil it.
Because the weather's so cold. Oh, there's a kettle right here. We can use this one.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was just wondering, Guru Maharaj asked yesterday, why is it here colder as in Heidelberg? Normally it should
here, but it's here colder because it's higher.
That's what I said, yeah.
We're at altitude of 700,
it's in
800.
Ha-chalam.
Mm-hmm. We're in the mountain.
It's a hill. Achala means hill.
Okay.
Hill of the lion.
Yeah, also all the vegetation is 1 month behind, like already Passau. Passau, everything blooms 1 month earlier, and here 20, 30 kilometers further away, but yeah, higher, yeah. It takes 1 month more to till the plants blossom. Mm-hmm.
So it's still spring here, is it?
Kind of, yeah. Mm. Some call it also new Balearic Aksha.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's always cold. But when the sun shines, the next few days should be fairly warm. Mm. 25,
28, 29. Simhachalam in India is very hot. Mm. At this time of year, very hot. I mean, most of India is very hot at this time of year. But it doesn't get cold at any time. I don't think any time of the year in Simhachalam you get this temperature, not this low. No, even in the middle of the winter at night, it wouldn't be this. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. What they call winter. It's not really winter. Because it's quite south and it's near the sea also. Yeah.
I think I need to go.
Yeah. Germans have to work, right?
Yeah.
That's what I spoke about yesterday. Racialist class. About how Germans are working so much. But if you work for Krishna, it's good.
I'm busy for Krishna, too.
Maybe I'll go see Nicholand this evening. Let me. I have to rest in this. We'll just see how it is. He's there all the time. I can go anytime. Nikhilananda?
Yeah, he's all the time in
he's
the bed.
He's resting a lot or what?
He's not waking, not standing.
He's standing?
Not standing up.
Yeah.
All the time in the bed.
Have you got cancer or something with him?
He had cancer. A few weeks before it was very bad. Actually, I don't think that it is my fault or something, but no. We gathered everything, we made. No. I called for his wife because I had to leave for 1 week to Ukraine.
Oh, you were looking after him?
No. I had to leave 1 week for Ukraine. And I called, I wanted to meet him before leaving because I didn't know if he will survive. And his wife called me. No, told me, I called for her, that his condition is very bad. So, and she said that I should take Ganga water and Tulasi. Mm-hmm. So I found all this and
where
somehow...
Where was his wife at the time?
Where is his wife now?
Where was she at the time?
No, with him.
Yeah.
So she called me because I had to come to him. Mm. And somehow many devotees gathered with me. And then we all went there. I was planning alone, and then suddenly 15 devotees were there. And then everybody were, made kirtan. And then everybody started to say their, memories, relationship. How it started with Nikhilananda Prabhu and how Nikhilananda Prabhu changed their lives. 15 devotees gathered and everybody told their stories, and he was not saying anything, just his eyes closed. And I started to speak because, he helped me a lot. Mm. And I said that it would be nice that he would live till the time you coming. And somehow, some devotee was near him, and he started to very... not clear voice to tell that, that's a great deal. That's a good deal that to meet you.
So let me go this evening then. I might see him this evening. Mm-hmm.
He's living here close to the temple, right?
In 6 kilometers. So he has their state gave for him the nurse, which is coming there regularly and, you know, turning him and cleaning the wounds which are appear when you're not turning. So I think his meditation last few months was not about you, Maharaj.
I don't think about me. I sometimes thought about me.
And maybe this thought that he will see was keeping him. Because now, sometimes I heard, and I think in this case, that you can decide when you want to leave your body.
That may be Krishna will give him the facility.
But when you don't want, so Krishna can give some time.
If you don't want to leave, yeah. Well, it's, yeah. But Krishna may give that facility. Generally, we don't have that.
Thank you for having come.
Jai Hare
Krishna.
Sanjay Prabhu, our Brahmachari.
There's a whole Sankirtan team, huh?
Yeah.
On traveling, Ananda Krishna.
Yeah, I just saw him shortly after.
I didn't see, was he there in the Kirtan? Or
No. Just later he came, just passed by.
He was not in Saffron.
Oh, he's in white now?
No, he just got karmic clothes.
Yeah, he was maybe walking in garden or something. That's the reason he just passed fast by later than after executing.
So whenever you want, the quality of water here is very good. You can just, I don't know, do they take from tap or to cup or something?
No, this water?
Yeah, this is also.
This water is from a spring.
In the forest, yeah.
10 kilometers from here, yeah. Something like that. Mm-hmm. We just came across. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. Who's that?
Ambujata Prabhu. He's disciple of Kadamba Kanma Swami.
Ambujata. Born from the lotus.
Yes.
Name of Lord Brahma.
What do you think, 5-6 o'clock or earlier?
We'll see.
This is Advaita Simha Prabhu also. They just married a few weeks before. Here.
2 weeks ago.
Lion and lioness. Prabhupada sometimes quoted that women are like tigresses. He quoted that from the Ramcharitmanas. Dinkar Dakini Radka. Dinki Dakini Radki Bhagini. Witch by the day and tigress by the night. You're not supposed to quote this in this gone today. They say he's a lion, so he should have married a lioness.
Those devotees who are serving here, sometimes they have names which are relating to Nishimadev. We have one Mataji, maybe you remember her. She's from India. She's from the very beginning here, more than 30 years. Her name is Mataji Narahari. She came from Gujarat. So she is cooking from the first day till now.
Oh, I heard, yeah.
You will see here, you will recognize her.
36 or 7
maybe
years.
Maybe I'll recognize, maybe I won't.
She's from Gujarat. She's making Gujarat preparations for the Lord.
Oh, what about arranging?
I wanted to ask you, because Brahmacharya asked if you would like to take now Sunday or...
No. 1:30 I'll take.
1:30, okay.
Regulated. Mm-hmm. Not just any time.
So... we will just check about vegetables and...
prepare for a genuine kirtan experience.
That's from Radhadesh.
Yoga teacher training course.
It's in Radhadesh.
It's everywhere. Prepare for a kirtan experience. But the kirtan experience comes from surrender to Krishna, not just from playing kartal and singing. Right? You just can't turn it on like it's some pop music or something.
Yeah, very often, yeah, that's true that very often these kirtans, kirtanamelas and so on, just strange, you know, people are coming.
I call them namaparad melas.
Exactly, yeah. There's some people, you know, you never know who is singing, you know, they have some ability to sing nicely, but you never know how many wives they already had and what do they do and so on, and how do they look, and just, we were just, even in Golokadama, we were living with Katrina, we were asking devotees, you know, what is, how do you choose the participants, but it's just, when you can think nicely, then you are perfect Kirtanamala leader. So it's amazing.
But how they can keep on going, singing holy name so many years?
There may be some superficial attraction. May go on for many lifetimes, not many years. Bahu Jamna Kare Jodi Shravan Kirtan Tabu Tana Pai Krishna Padu Premadan. Have you heard this? It says that you can go on for many lifetimes committing offenses, going on hearing and chanting, and you won't get Krishna Prem. Superficial attraction. Real attraction is seen when you stop the kirtan, and then you have to see. What's your behavior? How is your surrender to Krishna? What do you like to speak about? All these things. Mm-hmm.
For me, I had recently experienced, there was Narasimha Chaturdashi, there were, you know, Kirtan Mela, and came also Krishna Kshetra Swami Maharaj.
Mm.
So when I was hearing kirtans, no. For me, it was, I didn't feel anything special, no, just singing and that's it. But next morning, before Bhagavatam, Maharaj was singing Radha Madhava. I was thinking, this is completely other, from other
world. I feel with this Kirtan Mela and this idea of your experience, we're putting too much emphasis on what we experience. How do I feel? But the whole idea of kirtan is we should sing for the pleasure of Krishna. And if there are experiences, that may or may not be there, but that's not our aim.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have so many artificial experiences coming from the level of the false ego. People also go to see movies and they cry. They have such feelings. Romantic movies. I've seen in Bengal so many sadhus. Okay, so what should we do now?
They said around 2-3 hours they need to just to prepare the next another room, your room.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Okay. You in the garden, so you're with the cows on the.
You told me to be with the cows.
Okay.
Eight cows, right?
Yeah, 6 cows and 2 bulls.
Amazing.
How many are giving milk?
One.
One only. How much does she give?
4 liters per day.
4 liters, yeah. It's not bad. What breed?
It's local breed, Fleckvieh. Oh. It's called Fleckvieh, German. Most of the German farmers have this Also in USA they brought them, but it's not so popular.
I saw around here as we were driving. They
white look, and brown.
Yeah, they look like beef cattle, actually.
Yeah.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Is that what they are? They're mostly kept for beef, is it?
Yeah.
Like very big, short yeah. legs, right, like that.
Stocky.
Uh-huh, okay.
Like, yes. They look very strong. Their head looks almost rectangular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
But of course, the cows will give milk also.
Yeah.
In India, there are no beef cattle breeds. So far.
So far.
Okay. Yeah, that's cloth for the
Should be
hung up. Oh.